From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN News Time is 8:33.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And let's get an update on Roseburg Public Library, especially with the school year about to wrap up. We wanted to focus in on what's available for kids and families. And Aurora Ropp on. Aurora, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us a little bit about what some of the things are that you have planned for this summer.
This Friday will be movies in the park. We'll bring some crafts for kids to do, and we've booked Steve Chaney, the ventriloquist, to come and do a performance for us, and that'll be a lot of fun. We'll be at the following movies in the park as well with bilingual Spanish and English children's band. And then we have story times in the park on Wednesdays. We'll start having activities on Fridays in the park once kids get out of school. And then, of course, they can always come by the library to start reading.
Now, the park activities, are those all in Stewart Park?
Yes, all park activities are happening at Stewart Park at the pavilion that's by the playground. And everything starts at 10:30 in the morning.
And, of course, it's a shift back after a summer or two of not being able to do things like this.
It is, and it's really nice to be able, I've already done one story time. It's really nice to be able to see the kids in person and interact with reading and just interacting with kids again. It's fantastic.
So talk about the summer reading program, how it's set up, and how both kids and adults can get involved.
For kids, we have reading logs for everyone, birth to high school graduation at the library. They keep track of how many minutes they've read, and they turn in a total of three logs. They'll get put into our grand prize. This year, we have three grand prize Y Flicker scooters. They're pretty cool. We have one in the lobby for people to look at. And then, of course, we have book reviews for kids to do for more prizes like we did last year. For the adults, we have a reading log at the library that they keep all summer long, and we have different reading prompts. Like read a book of your choice, or read a book with a green cover, or read a book about a summer event. And every time an adult reads and tracks a book, they get an entry into a drawing. We have two $100 Sherman's gift cards we're going to give away.
Wow, so a lot going on there. Now, some people obviously during the pandemic maybe haven't been inside the library as much. For the kids area, what differences are they going to know when they come back in?
In the kids area, we have brought back out some of our toys. We had to put everything away, obviously, for COVID because we didn't want cross-contamination. But we have a fun giant Geo board. We have puzzles. We have coloring. We have a huge coloring sheet that takes up a whole table. We also have a new section of Spanish language books for people to check out. So it's still a fun place to come and hang out with your children.
And might be a good opportunity to go in there and take a look around that facility. And, you know, several years ago, of course, as everything got revamped, you really turned into a very cool children's area.
Yes, it is. I wasn't here before the old system shut down, so I didn't see the old one. But we have some fun blondwood trees in the library. We have these foam logs that kids can stack and play with that don't hurt when they get knocked over, but they look like trees. And it's bright. It's just a nice place to hang out.
And how important do you feel like it is for kids to stay in tune with reading and in the summer being able to maybe not read things they have to read, but read things they want to read?
We definitely encourage with the summer reading kids reading for fun. If you're reading something that you want to read, you're more likely, you know, to want to keep reading. It's definitely a skill that if you don't use it, you lose it. So we really want to encourage kids, you know, to keep up what their reading skills are over the summer. And then hopefully maybe they'll find another author or subject that they love to read about, and they'll just be drawn in even more.
What about anything else happening during the summer you want families to know about?
Yeah, my favorite event of the summer is going to happen this July. since we are able to meet in person, we're going to have Harry Potter Day on July 30th. So there'll be a whole bunch of different Hogwarts-related activities that kids can do. We have, like I said, the craft activities we'll be doing in the parks on Fridays. Adults still have programs coming up. We have the Draconics Literature event happening soon. And there's still just all kinds of fun stuff happening. People should come down and visit.
All right. And what's the library hours?
Yeah, library hours. We are open Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
All right. Aurora Rupp from the Roseburg Public Library, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 on News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.